Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, are y'all revved up for New Year's? My goodness, can you believe that we're entering into a brand new year? Well, today I have so many things that I want to share with you, but the first thing is it's going to be an open mic hour. I didn't schedule any guests today, so if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, this is a great day to do it because the phone lines will be open for the entire hour. Here are the telephone numbers that you can call into toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, that second number, if you're in Canada, you can also use it. Both numbers are accessible in the U.S. Then we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, as I said, I have so many things to share with you, and I have been so enthusiastic about the participation in the drawing for the TTAP wonderful gift package, and we have three of those that we are giving away. Well, I am going to announce the winners right now. The winners are Kathleen Heistad from Puyallup, Washington, Judy Nelson from Hickson, Texas, and Nan Fakar from Danville, New Jersey. You lucky ladies are going to be looking so gorgeous in 2009. Teresa's office is closed right now. You know, they're 3 hours ahead of me because I'm on the West Coast. So I'm going to be emailing her your information, and then, by golly, you are going to be recipients of that wonderful gift package. And also, for those of you that participated, don't hesitate to go to the TTAP.com website, and you can check out so many things. I'm sorry that you didn't win, but we do have three of the many that participated, and it's very exciting to know that you're going to be able to have those wonderful gifts to start your brand new year off feeling fit and fabulous for 2009. And I'll be mentioning those names again during the hour. New Year's. It's an exciting period. You know, this is when you have a chance to have a clean slate to work with. This is a time when you can say, okay, maybe some things were absolutely fabulous for 2008 and it can't possibly get any better. Or maybe you say, gee, 2008 was a stinky year. Well, you've got a clean slate to work with. This is a good time to do a little bit of introspection. And I came across a poem by Rosemary Fromman, and she said, "Resolution, the new year flares up like a candle never lit. Its eager wick, still white, tastes fire for the first time. Each resolution ignites like that zealous first light for casting shadows, creating an outline of what we wish would be. But the silhouette on the counselor's wall is mere form without substance. The texture and tone come only by living, letting the candle burn." I think that is so true. It's okay to have a wish list, but you know what? That wish list is not going to be able to see results unless the action goes with it. And that's very, very important. And I also, this hour I'm going to be sharing with you, besides having the phone lines open, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, or you can call directly at 530-876-3222. And by the way, remember, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me anything that you like. So we've got it for the full hour. It's New Year's, so I decided I wouldn't book a guest today, and I was just going to be interacting with you, sharing with you stories, and if you so desire, insights about what may be evolving for you in this brand new year of 2009. I also want to let you know I've got some real super recipes that I want to share with you. So have a pad of paper and a pen handy because these are real quick and easy recipes. And I don't know about you, but after the holidays, don't you feel sort of cooked out? And you reach a point where you have to look at another piece of special snack stuff, you're just going to go, I don't think I need it anymore. You almost, depending on what your activities have been, it's like I just want to get laid back. Well, again, this is the end of the year, and so you may be going to parties, you're going to be interacting with people, and there's always going to be gobs of food. But if you're going to be able to stay at home, and maybe you got a bunch of movies you're going to be watching for New Year's Eve, and a little bit of champagne or sparkling bubbly of some kind or another, then how about some real easy things to fix? And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you also during this hour. Now, what I wanted to do was bring some thoughts about some people. This information that came across my desk, I watched the awards given at the Kennedy Center last night, and I looked at the artists that were there, B.B. King and Barbra Streisand, and there was such a wonderful array of people, very, very talented people there. And I looked at this and I thought, it's really fascinating when you think about all of the changes that have evolved in technology and media, communication with people, how sometimes, and I don't know that this is anything new, you may feel like you just, gee whiz, you're never going to catch up. You're never going to have that opportunity to bring that special sparkle into life. But I have a quote here by Robert Schuller that I really like. I just thought it was a great way to blend a thought into the show. It's better to do something imperfectly than to do nothing flawlessly. Very, very good combination of words. Think about it. It's better to do something imperfectly than to do nothing flawlessly. Have you ever known an individual that has these wonderful ideas and they can always tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and will admonish you because you're just not living up to your full potential? And many times that individual, you'll look at them and you'll think to yourself, well, if you know so much, how come you haven't been out there doing? How come you're missing the boat? What's your story? What's your excuse? Well, they'll always come up with something. It is so easy to talk. But when you can, as the old saying goes, walk your talk, it makes a great deal of difference. There is a personal experience I had with a young teenager. This goes back a few years, but she really was a phenomenal young woman. She had come from a very, very poor background, and for her, with her young years, she decided that education was first and foremost. So she was very, very hardworking. Her mother, again, was in a poverty level, and she said, my mother, I'm just so discouraged with her, Mrs. Sebo, and I said, ask her why. And at the time, I was working as the assistant minister at a church, and she didn't have anybody else to talk to, so she was referred to me, and she was in tears. She said, we live in very bad circumstances. I am just turning 16. I'm starting to go to work. I've done a lot of stuff on the side where maybe I could make small amounts of money. People were supporting me. And I'm going to school. But I'm so upset with my mom. I asked her why. She said, well, my mother really believes in the power of the mind. My response was, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great that your mother has such a good attitude? She said, no, it isn't. My mother sits in a rocking chair in our living room. She's on welfare. And she sits and she does positive thinking. She does her affirmations every day. But my mother never, ever gets up out of her chair. I said, that's very interesting. She said, it makes me angry. I go home and I tell her, Mom, you can't just sit in the chair. You have to get up out of the chair. You need to go get a job. Maybe you could get some special training. You can imagine what kind of a scene that was in that household to have a 16-year-old, almost 16-year-old girl, telling her mother the things that she should do. Well, her mother would very quietly continue to rock and say, nope, God's going to take care of me. Everything's going to be just fine. Don't you worry about it. Everything's going to be just fine. So, again, this young girl is in tears. She's filled with an anger that she doesn't know what to do with. And I asked her what her dreams were. And she proceeds to tell me about the various things that she wants to do and what she wants to accomplish. But she said, I can't get through to my mom. And I said, let's take a different twist with this. Your mother is an adult, and she has the right to make her choices. You are correct that just sitting and thinking is not going to get stuff done. And as long as she keeps in the rocking chair and just says, well, everything's going to be taken care of, she's not wrong. She's getting welfare. She is not living that well. But in her mind, that may be acceptable. But I want you to think about something else, and that is that your mother is a great example of where you do not want to be. Don't demean your mother. Understand that she has the right of choice of staying right where she is, just as you have the right of choice of being able to say, I'm going to go beyond this. And I said, you're doing what you know you need to do to make your life better. When you do that, that's action. And that you're thinking, you have your own belief system, and you are saying, I'm going to make a difference. But you're putting the action out there. By the time we finished talking, this young lady had, well, sort of lost a lot of the anger. She said, I never thought of looking at things that way. And I said, you are in a different spectrum of understanding. And your mother's not wrong in what she's saying, but your perceptions are different. Your aspirations are different. And all you need to realize is you don't try to change her. You don't try to make her into something you think she should be. You go out and you do for you what you know you need to do. And I congratulate you for being so mature, for being so intelligent, for being aware that you don't have to stay stuck in an environment that your mother has chosen to adopt as acceptable to her. For some reason, she's contented with this. There is not enough discontentment within her. She really isn't aspiring for anything else. So why don't you be the example for her? Why don't you reach for what you're going for? Get those scholarships. Get that job. Do what you need to do for yourself. And love your mother for who she is. Because in many ways, she's giving you that oomph that you need in a positive way to get you going to be who you really want to be. That young woman, she had a whole different way of thinking. It's so easy for us to look at someone and be upset with somebody because we think they're not aspiring. There's an individual who has become very, very famous that I got to know 30 years ago. And I remember he was dating this young woman at the time who had dark hair. And we had gone to a restaurant for a meal. And this young woman turned to me and said, you know, this particular person, he's so bright, he's so eager, he's so positive, he's out there, he's rah, 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 he's always doing stuff, and man, he's a go-getter. And he's always trying to change everybody. And she said, he doesn't understand. Not everybody wants what he wants. And I said, how wise you are to recognize that. She said, why is it that it's so hard for people to understand what may be very satisfying to one person may be totally discordant for another? So as we're entering into this new year, and if you are looking at your resolutions, which so many people like to do, if that's something that you are wanting to do, that's wonderful. Well, why don't you take a moment to really ask yourself what is most important to you? Maybe you've put down, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Ask yourself, is that really what you want? Remember, with every choice that you make, there comes a level of personal responsibility. And those responsibilities often are going to change, increase, perhaps beyond what you would have ever expected them to be. There's nothing good or bad about it. If you really don't choose to be in the front, if you don't want to be out there in the world with your face plastered all over Newsweek or someplace, you know, some other big publication, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe there's something that you want to do about giving more time, volunteering. Maybe you would like to go to school. Maybe you would like to be able to develop a business of your own. We all have our own dreams. And it's important to bring into our environments that which will complement what we aspire to have demonstrated in our lives. You don't have to have junk in your space. You don't have to have junk in your life. But you can make that choice. So here we are, a brand new year. This is a marvelous time. This is the now. This is your day. This is the beginning, clean slate. Take a little bit of time for yourself. Do what I mentioned on the show this week. One of the ladies that I'd received an email from, her name was Marcia, and she's in Spain. And Marcia said she decided that she was, instead of making a resolution list, was going to make an accomplishment list. And then something came across my desk this morning, a woman that's out of Colorado. She said she's a detailed list maker. And she said, I have scraps of paper all over the house. You know, I got to do this. I need, she said that the have-to lists are never ending. She's got them all over the place. She said, I have have-to. Gee, I need to read these books. I need to go to such and such meetings. You name it, she's got it on her have-to. But one Sunday, she said she happened to hear a statement made by the pastor at her church. He said, why don't you make a to-be list? And that really rang her mental chime. She said, a to-be list? And what he said is, we're so busy doing frequently, we forget to be kind, to be thoughtful, to be centered, to be loving about ourselves. She said, boy, that really, really made me very thoughtful. So she said she's developed a habit. Before she puts together her to-do list for the day, she starts about thinking about what she can be. She, and I'm going to quote from her directly. She said, I can choose to be calm in the midst of drama. I can be kind even when someone treats me unkindly. I can be loving when my patience is tested. She said, you know what? I found that when I do my to-be list, all of the other lists I make, gee, it seems like I'm able to work with them a lot more easily. So I just share those thoughts that were passed along to me. I share them with you on this wonderful day of celebration. We are in the new year. It is a good thing. I know there's all kinds of negative stuff on the news, but remember, this is the now. What are you going to do with the now? What are you going to do to make this day and perhaps this year an exceptional year because you have focused on making you the person that is going to make a difference? You don't have to be out there beating gongs or trying to save the world. Just take care of what's in your own backyard, so to speak. And do you know what? That ripple effect is going to go out and it's going to touch the world in amazing ways. We have almost 7 billion people on this planet. And if each of us takes that positioning of personal responsibility, whoa, what a difference it can make. It is outstanding. Speaking of an opportunity to make a difference, why don't you let me share my skills with you if you'd like to give me a call. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, that's for U.S. and Canada. Also a direct line of 530-876-3222. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then just let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, I do want to let you know that we have a wonderful guest that's going to be coming on the show January 2nd, and this is Gemma Bulos. This woman is a young woman, and she is incredible. We're going to be playing some of her music, and she has traveled all over the world making a difference in the lives of women in third world countries. And you're going to hear her story, and you're going to say, ah, this can't be possible. Believe me. When the passion burns in the mental belly, you'll find if you just let go, release, and just say, I don't know how it's going to happen, but you just get about the business of doing it. Don't stay in the rocking chair. Get about the business of doing it. You get phenomenal results. And I had the chance to talk with Gemma this past October, and wow, it was just absolutely fascinating. I wish I could have had more time to talk in depth with her, but the couple of hours I had were just so insightful, and I said, you've got to be on my show. So we're going to be having her, and we have got such a lineup for this new year. I have been on the phone and talking with all kinds of people. We're going to be talking about everything from 2012 to keeping things simple, improving your brain, talking with people who have overcome obstacles like you would never have dreamed, psychic surgery. We're going to be talking about top secrets. Yes, we've got all kinds of wonderful guests. We're going to be talking about children's books, Indigo Kids. We're going to be showing you how you can make a difference by who you are and know that you are unlimited. So this month of January is going to be an incredibly dynamic one. I invite you to tell your friends about the Donna Sebo Show and to be sure to remember that you always can listen to archives as well. Now, I want to repeat the name of the winners that we have for the T-Tap drawing. It's Kathleen Heistad of Puyallup, Washington, Judy Nelson of Hickson, Texas, and Nan Fakar of Danville, New Jersey. And I'm going to be corresponding with each one of them, letting them know that they are the winners of the T-Tap gift packages, each of which are worth well over $100. And boy, I want to know from you what your results are. I want to hear back from you. Teresa will be getting the information, and then that will be sent out in the mail in this new year so that you'll be able to get fit and fabulous in 2009. Sheila Robbins has a poem. She said, a new day dawns, I see clear. The time of champagne, memory is here. To warm our cheeks and set our hearts aglow with new dreams sparkling like a fresh winter snow. Yes, champagne goes right along with New Year's. Now, I told you I had some recipes, and I wanted to share one with you. These are real, real quick ones, and I've got three that really grabbed my attention. I don't know about you and chicken wings. They are one of my favorite snacks, but so many times, you know, you go places and they are, I don't know, it all depends on how they fix. Well, what if you want to fix your own, and maybe you're going to be going to a party and you'd really like to put something together very, very fast. Well, now, these will turn out crisp and golden for you, absolutely yummy. But what you're going to do is use paprika. Yes, so let me share with you what it is. You need about 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of granulated or powdered garlic. And if you're like me, you're going to want to use a little extra. I like to beef up flavor, but try this recipe as it is. And if you think it needs more flavoring and seasoning, do it. Okay, and then you're going to need 1 teaspoon each of dried marjoram. You want to crush that finely, and 1 teaspoon of paprika. If you use the Spanish smoked paprika, that's going to give an entirely different flavor. You're going to need 1 teaspoon of salt, and then you need about 2 pounds of chicken wing pieces. And what I like to do is clip off that extra piece on the wing so you have the thigh and the inner part of the wing because they're nice and meaty. And then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of olive oil. So again, 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of granulated or powdered garlic, 1 teaspoon each of dried marjoram, and you want to crush that finely, paprika, preferably Spanish smoked, and salt. So you have that, and then 2 pounds of chicken wing pieces and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. This is how simple it is. Now, your oven you need to preheat so it's nice and hot. It's 425 degrees. And in a small bowl, you mix all of your spices, your cumin, your garlic, your marjoram, your paprika, and your salt. And then you want to rub it over your chicken pieces and pat them dry before you do the rub. Then you want your olive oil. You want to put it onto a large baking sheet and spread it all over the surface of the sheet. And then you want to roll your chicken pieces in the oil to lightly coat it and arrange it in a single layer. You don't want the pieces touching each other because there's going to be fat that will be coming out of those chicken wings. And you want to bake them for 20 minutes. And you turn the pieces over after 20 minutes and bake them another 20, 25 minutes. You want them so that the skin is nice and crisp and golden. And you can serve these hot or you can serve them cold. They're so good you don't even need to have a dip with them. Now, if you're one that doesn't like to have a lot of fat, then get yourself, you know, a rack, put it inside the pan, and you can, you know, there's the spray olive oil that you can get. So if you really are counting calories, which in this instance, I don't know that it makes any sense, but you could, and then just realize you need to have something underneath the grid that you put on, the rack you put on, that's going to catch the fat. If you're going to do that, if you're not going to have it cooking in the olive oil, then you want to perhaps think about putting a little bit of water in that pan so you won't have stuff burning. It really will make a difference. But it's delicious, it's easy, and it's something that's just so nice. And you know what? You can double, you can triple this recipe. It doesn't make any difference. If you've got a crowd coming over, you could do this. And if you wanted to fix it ahead, you could do that too, and then just tuck it into a container, and then before your guests come, then just go ahead and heat it up in the oven so that it's nice and warm and recrisp the skin a little bit, and you'll find it's still very, very good. It makes for a very, very nice snack. Oh, excuse me, something went down the wrong pipe. Woo! Okay, I swallowed the wrong way. Oh, my goodness. All right, so there we go. Now, I have a special story that I want to, share with you, and I didn't bring a glass of water with me, so excuse me. But anyway, open mic, 877-8765-227, Canadians 888-815-9756, and 530-876-3222. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. It's an open mic hour. That's right. You'll be able to call me in and chat with me, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And don't forget, we have got some wonderful, wonderful things that are going to be going on this new month of January in 2009. By the way, have you ever thought of doing something a little bit different with the new year? If you're like me, you sort of have gotten away from perhaps sending out a whole bunch of Christmas cards. That used to be something a lot of people do. Well, now we have email and things like this. Well, that's wonderful. Why not send a New Year greeting to someone? This idea was mentioned to me, and I thought, oh, that is such a good idea. That's such a great idea. So that may be something you may just want to tuck away. Maybe that people have been on your mind. Maybe you got so busy that you weren't able to be in touch with those people that mean so much to you in the way that you would have liked. So many of us have family and friends in different parts of the country and also around the world. So if you do that, just pick up a card. Do something of that nature or send them, you know, a colorful email. But there's something magical about getting a card in the mail. It adds that personal touch. I have a very dear friend that before she passed away, my goodness, she would send me a card every year with thoughts that were very special to her, and it was very meaningful to me because she took time out of her busy schedule, and she did this with the people that she cared the most about. So it's not a bad idea. It's not an idea that I think should be ignored, but it's up to you, and of course, you're the one that makes that choice. Do you believe that things can happen for the best in an unexpected way? Well, there are two young women who were really surprised at how something evolved due to 2 cents, 2 pennies, that they never would have expected in a million years. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're going to be taking a break in a moment. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. Telephone number to call in to is 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756. If you're in the U.S., you also can call that number. And 530-876-3222. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. When we come back, again, phone lines are open, and I've got some wonderful things to share with you, including some additional holiday recipes that would make your fixin' for New Year's very, very easy. Perhaps a story about wolves and also 2 pennies. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I have some wonderful stories to share with you. This is an open mic hour. Happy New Year to all of you. The telephone numbers to call into if you'd like to chat with me are 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and Canadians can also use that second number as well as U.S., and then 530-876-3222. Well, I'm going to be doing quite a bit of traveling coming up starting February, March, and April, so I'll be letting you know where I'm going to be in various parts of the country. Also, my newsletter, we're going to be seeing a little bit of a shift and change with my newsletter, which will be coming out either the 2nd or 3rd. I'm not quite sure what day it's going to be finished on because we're going to be implementing a new system for its distribution. But that is going to be coming on, and we are going to be talking about so many different things on the show during 2009. As you know, we have a very eclectic format here on the Donna Sebo Show, dealing with health, with education, with business, you name it. Anything but politics and religion is covered pretty much on the Donna Sebo Show. So do tell your friends about it. Also, I wanted to remind you that we have a wonderful guest on Friday, Gemma Bulos is going to be with us. She's an incredible young woman. Music is just awesome, and we are going to be sharing that all of that with you on January 2nd. And the programming schedule is already up on BBS, so you'll know about many of the guests that are going to be coming up with a little bit of a write-up about them. Also, this will be included in my newsletter, and my webmaster will have the newsletter up on my website, which is DelphiInternational.com, if you need to go in there and get it. And if you'd like to receive my newsletter, which is totally free, all you have to do is send me your email and say, Donna, put me on your email list, and I will be very, very happy to do that. And then you'll get it directly right at the first of the month. I wanted to share something with you that there have been some interesting discoveries. Because there are so many minds that are in the opportune positioning of learning and expanding paradigms, we are just seeing so many things happening so quickly. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm just in awe of so much of what's coming about. And this last May of 2008, they discovered some of the world's oldest arrowheads. Now, this may not sound like that big a deal. You may not go, oh, whoopee, we've discovered a bunch of arrowheads. Yahoo! Well, that may not be exciting to you. But what's happening is that with many of these discoveries, it is shaking up and causing the people in the world of archaeology and science to realize that we've been around on this planet, human forms of one type or another, for a lot longer than what has been acknowledged. So because of technology, because of the capacity of people going into places in the world that maybe they wouldn't have had an opportunity to explore before, they are discovering these things. The world's oldest arrowheads were discovered on the east coast of present-day South Africa. And apparently, to the best of their evaluations at this time, 60,000 years ago, and there were people perhaps living on the planet that were considered Stone Age. They were using spears, but there were people at Halsund's port that were using a bow and arrow 20,000 years before the bow and arrow became very much a part of everyday hunting. Archaeologist Lynn Wadley of the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa first uncovered the bone tools 2 years ago at the mouth of a Sobudu cave. Now, there was a colleague of Wadley's, her name is Lucinda Blackwell. She noticed that there was a striking resemblance to the arrowheads fashioned by people that were classified as late Stone Age, Iron Age, Bushman cultures, all of which supposedly flourished a lot later. So they found that there were traces of stone that were used to whittle a pinky-sized arrowhead into a highly symmetrical point. And bone is really suited for arrowheads because of being lightweight and it's very easy to manipulate. So these prehistoric hunters, that's the classification they've been given, could shoot down all kinds of prey that would perhaps otherwise be very much aware that there was a hunter in their midst because of how they were, then the matter that they had to hunt. However, apparently, according to their observations, the invention of the arrow, the bow and arrow, didn't seem to catch on within this particular environment. And she said, you'd think the technology would continue, but it disappeared. And she said, to the best of their awareness, and there always has to be that statement, to the best of their awareness, it didn't reappear for 20,000 years. And what they said is, modern human behavior and innovation can come and go. If you stop and think about that, look at various cultures throughout the world that ended up being isolated because of particular physiological changes that occurred, changes in geography, a volcanic eruption, landmass would totally disappear. Earthquakes, cracking off areas and putting things underwater. All of these things. We've got so many artifacts that we're discovering underwater. Entire cities underwater. Why? Because there were major upheavals, volcanic eruptions, all kinds of things. It happens. And we humans have been around, I think, for a lot longer than what they're wanting to acknowledge. But it is true. We come and we go. And if you think about it, when you look at the technology we've evolved, how simple do you think it would be to throw us back into the Dark Ages if our technology was removed? If you didn't have telephones, if you didn't have the capacity that we have today? Just think of it. If there was a massive disaster and the people that had the knowledge were not around or did not have the tools to work with, we'd have to rebuild it from the beginning, wouldn't we? So there's a lot of things about history that have come and that have gone. And archaeologists are finding there is a lot that they haven't been aware of. And it's coming to the forefront now. It's absolutely amazing stuff. Well, I told you I had a story about two pennies. And I love the stories of pennies. I have my own little publication I made about the miracle of eight pennies. But this is a miracle of two pennies. Penny Shreve, she's out of Illinois, and she was collecting money. She was collecting money because there was a girl who had been involved in an accident and had become paralyzed because of this accident. And so Penny and her friends were going door to door, just asking for whatever they could possibly get to try to raise $1,000. And this was a large amount for them. Penny was very concerned that they weren't going to make it in the deadline that they had set. She had not had any luck was getting donations from people, and she knocks on this door of this house. She was feeling quite discouraged because there wasn't too much in her little can. And she hears this very faint voice asking her to come into the house. So she did exactly that, and she couldn't see anybody when she stepped through the door entry, and she called out asking if anybody was at home. And the woman said, yes, I'm in the kitchen. But the woman's voice was very, very soft. And what she found was an elderly lady that was sitting in a wheelchair. And she couldn't see very well. She had on glasses that were very thick. And the woman noticed the can in Penny's hands. She said, I have been expecting you to come by. I read about the accident in the newspaper, and that there were a number of you girls that were out collecting money for this young one that had become paralyzed. So she said, I want you to go into that envelope on the table and take out whatever is left over from my security check. You can have everything that's left in the envelope. Well, Penny goes over and she picks up the envelope and she looks inside, and what's in there are 2 pennies. 2 cents, that's all. So she took those 2 pennies, put them in the can, and the elderly lady said, I hope it helps you. And Penny said, wow, it's the best donation I've gotten today, ma'am. Thank you so much. And she was telling the lady the truth because she hadn't gotten anything to speak of at all. Well, the next day after her collection efforts, she met with all of her friends, and she was thinking about this elderly lady who gave her last 2 cents to her. And she said, this woman gave everything she had. And she was thinking, 2 pennies, this isn't going to help us at all. Well, the person that was designated to do the counting with all of the money had been very busy because there had been a number of girls that had been out collecting funds. And so she started saying, 850, 900, and Penny's ears perked up. She asked, how much money did we collect? Well, she said, just a minute. She reached over, picked up the can that Penny had, and turned it over into the pile. 2 pennies come tumbling out. And she made the announcement, we have $1,000 and 1 cent. That 2 pennies had made a difference. They had actually surpassed their goal. And Penny said, this moral of the story is that when you give your all, it always makes a difference. When you give your all, it always makes a difference. And I want to thank Penny for this story because it is a delightful one. Don't think that what you have to offer doesn't make a difference. I'm repeating the word, but it's so important. You don't know how your actions and what you're doing is going to affect someone else. So when you're consciously present with where you are and what you do, and you give it openly and freely, there is a ripple effect. And again, I know I'm repeating myself, but we're in this new year. This is the time to realize how valuable you are. And that what you do is so significant. So take time with your mind. Take time to understand that who you are makes a difference. What you do makes a difference. When you are thoughtfully present, it is amazing the difference. And sometimes you'll have people come back to you years later. They're saying, you need to know you made a difference in my life. I received a call just after Christmas from a young man that I haven't seen, in a good 15 years. And he called me and he said, you may not remember me. And I said, of course I do. You gave me 2 crystal statues of children. And I said, I want you to know every Christmas I put those 2 crystal statues out. And he said, that is amazing. I would never have thought you would still have it. I said, oh, absolutely. And I always tell people where it came from. So, yes, I remember you. Well, he proceeded to tell me that I had had a big impact on his life. He said, you gave me such wise counsel, and you told me things. And of course, I don't remember what I said to him 15 years ago, but he said, it made a difference to me, and I wanted to take the time to call you and thank you because you made a difference in my life. I know I'm a talk show host, but remember, what happens with me, to me, can also happen to you. You are significant. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to share another quick, easy recipe. In fact, I'm thinking of doing this myself for my friends and family tomorrow. But you may want to try it yourself tonight. So when we come back, have that pad of paper and pen handy. Easy stuff. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and also 530-876-3222. Now, again, I want to give you the names of the winners of the TTAP gift packages. You're going to be able to get Fit and Fabulous in 2009. I'm going to be getting this information to Teresa today. Kathleen Heistad in Puyallup, Washington. Judy Nelson in Hickson, Texas. And Nan Fakar in Danville, New Jersey. You will be getting an email from me, if not a call. And then we will be getting the information to Teresa so that she'll be able to have that package in the mail to you, and you'll be able to start off the new year just knowing you are going to be awesome. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you after you end up using the system. It has made such an incredible difference in my life. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to see you get this wonderful gift packages. And for those of you that did not win, don't forget, there's going to be some marvelous specials that will be available on Teresa's site, and you can go in and explore that. Go to ttap.com, and you'll find out more about it. I don't know about you, but I love tacos. I really like tacos. So when I came across this wonderful idea by Ruth Prokish, and she's out of Michigan, I said, this is so simple. Why didn't I think of this? What if you wanted to have something that's not going to be fattening? It's going to be that crunchy, munchy, spicy thing. If you're like me and you love salsa and you like your food really flavorful, then these tiny little tacos that she came up with, and the first thing I thought, tiny tacos, oh no, don't tell me I've got to cut stuff, got to do dough and this type of thing. Not at all. It's real easy. You can get all the stuff at the store. And it's healthy, too, and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to know that what you're putting in your mouth doesn't have to put 55 pounds on your hip. Now, this is how simple. This is a serving for two, and I'd say if you're going to have a party, geez, go for it. Do whatever you want to do. Tostitos, baked, and they're in little scoops. All you have to do is go to the store and buy them. You get a bag of them. So if you want enough for two people, then you'd use 10 of them. And then you want to take some lettuce. You can use romaine or regular lettuce, whatever you like. And then you want to shred it real fine. And I would recommend that once you shred it, you put on paper towels because your lettuce has moisture in it. And just sort of let it dry out a little bit on the towel. And then you need 2 tablespoons of finely chopped tomatoes. And again, just put it on a paper towel so the excess moisture is absorbed. And then you need 1/2 ounce, about 2.5 tablespoons of finely shredded cheese. You could use low fat if you want. And 1 teaspoon of taco seasoning. If you're trying to watch the salt, then use the low sodium. If you're not concerned about the salt, then just use the regular taco seasoning. And 2 ounces of lean ground beef. And you can do something else. If you have beef that is like sirloin or something like this, and just cut it in real fine pieces, shred it and effectively, and then you've got it there. All you need a 2 ounces, and then 1 tablespoon of mild or hot red taco sauce, whatever you like that's spicy. This is how easy it is. You put your tostitos on a plate, you mix your lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese in a medium bowl until they're well combined, and then you divide it evenly among your scoops. There's about 1.5 teaspoons per scoop, because the scoops aren't very big. And then you take 2 teaspoons of water, mix it in with your taco seasoning in a little bowl until there's no lumps, set it aside, then preheat a skillet, nonstick if you have one, over medium-high heat, add your beef, use your spoon to coarsely crumble your meat as it's cooking, and when your beef is no longer pink, takes about 2 minutes, stir in your seasoning mixture, remove from the heat, and you remove it from the heat when there's no liquid remaining. You don't want this watery. And that takes about 1 minute. And put your meat evenly among the scoops atop the lettuce mixture, about 1 teaspoon in each, and put on the top of each some taco sauce. And I'll take it a step further. I put some sour cream. I would add, you can use, if you're watching your calories, you don't want fat, then just put a little dollop of non-fat sour cream on there, or real sour cream, whatever you want to do. But these are little, you know, per serving, then it's about 5, but it's wonderful. It satisfies the craving. It gives you that yummy spice. But you could do this for a large group as well, and it's going to save you so much time, so much effort, so much energy. And people are just going to love it because they pick it up, just pop it in the mouth. You'll enjoy it too. Great for football games and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, I think that Ruth just had a real good idea here, using something that's not expensive, and it's just going to be tastefully flavorful. Well, I know we're just about out of time here, but quick before we close out, nope, not going to have time to do that either. I got some real good stuff on a guy that is a pharmacological company's dream. Ah, yes. Well, I'll have to share the story with you on Friday. Meanwhile, this is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Happy New Year. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be safe, be well. And take the time to count your blessings and also look forward to the much, much wonderful good stuff that's going to be coming into your life. And be sure to shine your light on everybody else about you. Take care. God bless. Be well. We'll be back with you Friday the 2nd with music and more wonderful things to share. Donna Sebo here, right here at bbsradio.com. Same time, same place. Bye for now. And again, Happy New Year.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.